Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Megillah Daf Vav. We are starting right at the top of the two dots with the quote from the Mishnah with Tisha B'Av. And today's office sponsor Leila Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe Hernish Amos should have an Aliyah. So as I said, that if Tisha B'Av falls in on Shabbos, we're not going to be Makdim. We're not going to precede and fast early. Rather, we're going to be Ma'acher. We're going to delay it till after Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiyahu tells us B'Shem Ruchi Barba B'Din Hayash Yumisan Basiri. Really, we should be fasting on the 10th anyway, Shabbai Nisraf, because that's really when the Beis Hamikdash is burned. The Vulam B'Chi. So why do we fast on the 9th? Shabbai Yischila Pranos, because that's when everything started. V'tani can we have a brass like this? B'shvini chesula soichai. On the 7th, the enemy entered the Beis Hamikdash. B'shmini yahi mekarkayim bay. On the 8th, they were destroying the walls. B'chi on the 9th, hitzisu bay sa'ur. That's when they lit the fire. And basiri nisraf, the main burning was on the 10th. And Rabbi Shuv and Levi tzaim chi v'asiri. Rabbi Shuv and Levi actually fasted the 9th and the 10th. And Rabbi Levi tzaim chi v'leile asiri. Levi fasted the 9th and the night of the 10th. And Rabbi Bar Zavda says Rabbi Shuv and Chanina, the Bikesh Rebbe lakar Tisha B'Av. The Rebbe wanted to actually uproot Tisha B'Av. Lo yahadu lo, but they didn't agree to him. Now Amar Leir Blazer told him, Imcha Yisi, I was with you, Veloyis Amris, that's not what was said. Ella, Bikesh Rebbe Lakar Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbos, Veloyini Chuloy. Rebbe wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av that falls on Shabbos, and they didn't allow him. Omar, he had said, Hoyal V'Nichiyitche, since it's pushed off anyway, let's just push it off, and we won't have Tisha B'Av at all that year. Amr Loy, so they told him, Yidachal Amachar, it's pushed off till tomorrow, meaning we fast Tisha B'Av on Sunday, which is really the 10th of Av. Here we just had a conversation where Rav Bar Zavda was quoting Rav Chanina, and Rabbi Lazar corrected him. So now the Gemara tells us, V'Gazalei, he repaid him, which means Rav Bar Zavda repaid Rabbi Lazar, and they had the same conversation the other way around. In regards to what? Ahutani Tama is that we have a Mishnah over there. Rabbi Yochanan Breiko Omer tells us, Al Shnei Mu Omer, regarding both of them, meaning regarding both a man and woman, it says in the Pasuk, Vayvarech Oysam Elikim, Hashem blessed them, Vayrelahem Elikim, Puravu, and Hashem told them, Be fruitful and multiply. And here Rabbi Lazar says, B'Shem Rechanina, that Halachak Rabbi Yochanan Breiko, that Halachak Rabbi Yochanan Breiko, seemingly that means that women also have a mitzvah of Puravu. However, Amalei Rav Bar Zavda, Rav Bar Zavda now told Rav Lazar, Imcha Yisi, I was with you, V'loy Samris, that's not what was said, Ella rather, Haisa Tevasli Nasei Hadin Ima. The only thing was said is that if a woman wants to get married, so then Din is with her. Meaning, not that a woman has a Chiyuv of Puravu, she doesn't have a mitzvah like that. It's only the man's mitzvah. It's just that if a man and woman are married, and the woman doesn't have children from him, and she demands a divorce, because she wants to get married to somebody else, so then Din is with her, and will tell the husband to divorce her. Again, it's not because she has a mitzvah, rather it's because she has a taina. She could say, when I get older, who's going to be with me? Who's going to take care of me? I want children. And that's why we listen to her. Now, Karl Lane, he said about them, the Pasuk tells us that two are better than one. And in essence, he's saying, look at the two of us. I made a misquote and you corrected me. And you said a misquote and I corrected you. So look, the two of us together are better than one. We both help each other out. On the next part, Mishnah said about Chagiga, the Karmen Chagiga, that if Yontef falls out on Shabbos, so we're going to delay bringing the special Karmen Chagiga, which is supposed to be brought on Yontef, and we're not going to bring it on Shabbos, rather bring it the next day. Says the Gemara, one Pasuk tells us, and the festival of the harvest, the beginning of your deeds. Because of Acher, Omer, and another pasuk says, "Kol malachas avodah leisasu, no malachas allowed to be done." Now, Rav Chanani tells us, "Haketzad yiskam shnei ksuvim." How could we keep both of these psukim? The first pasuk of Chag Katzar Bikur Masecha is talking about Shavuos, and it's mashma that on Shavuos itself we're allowed to harvest, as it says, "V'chag Katzar." But then it says, "Kol malachas avodah leisasu, don't do any malachas." So, are you allowed to or not allowed to do avodah on Shavuos? And the answer is that b'shashu chal b'chol at chaygig v'shayves. When it falls out during the week, so you are chaygig and shayves, which means when Shavuos is in the middle of the week, so then on Shavuos itself, you are chaygig, you bring the carbon chagiga for the yomtif, and you're shayves, which means you do not do malacha, and b'shashu chal b'shabes l'machat chaygig v'kaitzer. When Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, so next you're going to bring the carbon chagiga, and you can harvest. And that's because we know that a carbon chagiga is not allowed to be brought on Shabbos, as we mentioned in the Mishnah, so it's going to be pushed off till the day after Shavuos, which is Sunday, that's just a regular day. So that's the day the Pasuk's talking about, that you're bringing a carbon chagiga, it's the carbon for yomtif, but if you want, you could harvest because it's not really Yom Tif, it's the day after Yom Tif. Now, Arias Rabbon, he just clarifies something. The only type of malacha he's allowed to do on this day, this Sunday, right after Shavuos, when he's bringing his Karmel Chagiga, is harvest grain for his dough. In other words, if he has to harvest something for his livelihood, he needs food, so then he's allowed to do so. But besides for that, no malacha is allowed. And that's for a totally different reason. Not because it's Yom Tif and you're not allowed to work on Yom Tif. It's not Yom Tif, it's Isru Chag, it's the day after Yom Tif. It's because anytime somebody brings a carbon, that day, he's not allowed to do malacha due to the fact he's bringing carbon by Semikdash. To those people who have on them a'in, which is wood, and bikurim. Now, what does that mean if a person has wood on him? So the Gemara just pauses to explain. Ha'aymer, if a person says, I take upon myself that I'm going to give wood for the mizbeach, or gezirin l'maracha, blocks of wood for the maracha. This is two different types of wood that he would have to bring. So now going back to the Braisa, he's not allowed to give espedim or fast. Umi lasis malacha, but by yom he's not allowed to do malacha on that day either. And that's understanding where Rabbi Yisrobun said that Ubavachi Bam Lisasa, since this is a day that he's bringing his carbon chagiga, he's not allowed to work, unless of course he has to harvest some grain for his food, so then that's okay. Moving on, the Mishnah said Uba Hakel, also if Hakel falls out on Shabbos, so we're going to delay it till the next day. And we'd explain that Hakel is the second day of Pesach in the first year of the Shemitah cycle, that all the Yidden, men, women, and children gather in the Azara and they hear certain sections read in the Torah. So the word clarifies, Rabba Breid, Rabbi Chi Bar Ba, Amar, he says, why is it that we can't do Hakel on Shabbos? B'mnei Atkiya, because Atkiya, they blow Shofar then, and we can't blow Shofar on Shabbos. So for all the Hakel has to be pushed off till after Shabbos. Rabbi Yitzchak Breid, Rabbi Chi, Amar, he says, B'mnei HaBima, because of the Bima. There's a special wooden platform which is built for the king. He sits on that platform, and that can't be made on Shabbos, so that's why we have to push it off till after Shabbos. Ask the Gemara of Yasuo Sam Esmal, why not just make it the day before? Make it before Shabbos, keep it in the Azara. And the answer to that is Shalei Litchek as Azara, so as not to make it crowded in the Azara. Remember, we're talking about Yom Tif, and that means that there's thousands of Yidden bringing all their karbanos, and if you have a Bima of eights, this whole big wooden stage that's going to be staying in the Azara over Yom Tif, that takes up so much of the precious space there, I wouldn't want to take up that space. Now, Rav Matanya, he explains differently. The reason why we can't have this Bima there before Yom Tif, I'll shame because of the pasuk Lo Sita Lecha Sheira Kol Eitz, don't plant an Asherah tree for yourself. Maybe the pasuk literally means don't plant an Avodah Zarah tree or don't have an Avodah Zarah tree. We're understanding it over here to mean that don't have any sort of wood, don't build a wooden contraption next to the Mizbeach. That's actually the continuation of the pasuk Eitzel Mizbeach Hashem Lekech Asher Tasalach. So don't have any wood there at all. And even though we are going to have this Bima there on Hakel, that's just for a very short amount of time. But having it there a day early is something that we're not allowed to do based off of this pasuk. And also, based on top, the Gemara tells us Masnisa Dramayer, our Mishnah Dramayer. Now, what's this referring to? So this is talking about Megillas Tainis. There was a special scroll that they had back in the day called Megillas Tainis, and it was a list of days that were mini Yomim Tovim. Some have an Isser to fast on them, others have an Isser to eulogize on them. Now, Purim itself, both of these are Usser, no fasting or eulogizing. What the Gemara is commenting on is the part of the Mishnah that tells us that even though we're going to have days that we're reading the Megillah early, 11th, 12th, or 13th, those are mutter to give a hespit on. That's what the Mishnah had said. So that's a Chiddush in Rav Meir, the Gemara is saying. That namely, even if it's the day before Purim and the villagers are going to read early, there's still no issue of Hesped. And now saying that, we're going to get into this entire discussion of Megillah's Tainus, definitely very connected to Megillah. It happens to be this entire next Gemara, from here all the way till the next Amud, significantly into that as well, is almost verbatim, word for word, from Gemara in Maseches Tainus in Parag Beis. So Gemara tells us as follows, Amar Meir Meir tells us, Dilol Mesped, if it says Megillah's Tainus that you're not allowed to do Hesped, Asolus Anois, then one's not allowed to fast on it either. Because of Hesped, which is just a short amount of time, you're just giving eulogy, if that's Usser, for sure it's Usser to fast, which is the entire day. However, if it says Megillas Tanis that it's a day with the lawless anos that one's not allowed to fast, so Mutter Behesped, one is allowed to give a Hesped on this day, because we just said Hesped is shorter than fast, so not to give a Hesped. Now let's say it says Udilos Stam Kedi, just plain do not, and doesn't say what not to do, Lailas Anoya, that means not to fast. Now Rabbi Brianna tells us, Megillas Tanis says, Ilin Yamayo, Dilolis Anoa behind, Muktasain, Dilolis Misped behind, these are the days that one is not allowed to fast on, and some of them one is not allowed to give a Hesped on. And Rosh Gamliel, he clarifies, Matam Lomer behind Shnei Pa'amim. Why does Megillas Tainis have to tell us his word behind twice? Ilan Yimaya Dilal Lashana behind, Umuktasan Dilal Misped behind. Just say, Ilan Yimaya Dilal Lashana behind, Umuktasan Dilal Misped. Why add in this extra behind afterwards? And the answer is, Al Mlamid is teaching us, Shehalai Lamotar Ayoyim Asr. By saying the word behind twice, it's telling us that both of these statements are going on the beginning two words, Ilan Yimaya, these days, which means that whatever's Asr is Asr only during the day, but the night is permitted. Another discussion regarding these days of Megillas Tainis, Kadad Tani Lahen Inish to Hava Alaihi Asar Betzloi. All that was taught regarding these days of Megillas Tainis, the one is not allowed to fast and he's not allowed to give a Hesped, that's excluding somebody who had taken upon himself to fast in davening. That's what it means, the Hava Alaihi Asar Betzloi, that if a person took upon himself during davening that he's going to fast, he is allowed to fast on these days. Now, this is specifically referring to a person who took upon himself a number of fast days. For example, he said, for the next 20 Monday and Thursdays, I'm going to fast. And then it happens to be that one of those Monday and Thursdays fell out on a day of Megillas Tainis. So that person, since he had already taken upon himself a neder during davening, that for the next 20 Mondays and Thursdays he's going to fast, he's actually allowed to fast on that day, even though again it's a Megillas Tainis day. Now another din, Amar Rabbi Yisrobun, he tells us, Shu'utzar Chal Haskim Be'erev, a person who takes upon himself to fast, it's his own private fast, he has to mention it, which means he has to say Anenu for a fast day the evening before, even though he's not fasting until the next morning, still he has to say Anenu the night before. And where does this come from? Va'asaki to Amar Abza'ir B'Shem Rav Chana, he says it like the night of Shabbos and its day. Meaning the same way that every Shabbos, we don't just mention Shabbos and davening during the day. day, we also mention it the night before. Same thing by fast day, that by personal fast day, a person has to mention Aneinu in Ma'ariv the night before. And now bring this Megillah's Tanis discussion back to our Masechta, to Megillah. Masnisa, our Mishnah, Oy Bacharasar Kabyasi, Abishnemasar Kremeir, must be only talking about the 11th in Shitas Rabbi Yosi or the 12th in Shitas Rabbi Meir. Now what's this referring to? So pay attention. According to Rav Meir, the days which are Asur Behesped in Megillah's Tainis, the day beforehand is Asur, but the day afterwards is Mutter. According to Rabbi Yosi, though, both before and afterwards are Asur. Now what about days that are listed in Megillah's Tainis as being Asur Betainis? So according to Rav Meir, even before is Mutter, and according to Rabbi Yosi, before is still Asur, but afterwards is Mutter. Now our Mishnah had said that Megillah is read on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, and then we had said that when it indeed is read early, that day is Mutter Behesped. Now the question is, what's the Chiddush in that? Why does the Mishnah need to say that it's Mutter Behesped? So must be, the Gemara just told us now, that that's referring to either the 12th of Adar, according to Rav Meir, or the 11th, according to Rabbi Yosi. Why is that? Well, because as we're going to see in a moment, the 13th is a special day in Megillah's Tainis that everyone agrees anyway is Usur. Therefore, the 12th, according to Rav Meir, is okay for Hesped, because as we had just said, Rav Meir allows the day beforehand Behesped, but Rabbi Yosi, who doesn't allow the day before, he would only allow Hesped on the 11th, so that would have to be the Chiddush in the Mishnah, the one that tells us that if the Megillah was read early, it's okay to be Masped on that day. That must be referring to the 12th according to Rav Meir, or the 11th according to Rabbi Yosi. But now the Gemara asks on that, Vakash al Rav Meir, we have a question on Rav Meir. Loikein Tani, wasn't it on Megillah's Tainis, betrain Asar Bey Yom Tiryon, that on the 12th of Adar is called Yom Tiryon, and that's a special day? And so the answer is that no, V'amr V'yakab Acha, batal Yom Tiryon. Yom Tiryon was already batal, they already nullified it. Why is that? Yom Shinar Lulianus Upapas, because that's the day that Lulianus and Papas were killed on. Now there's Machlaikas exactly what the story is. The general idea is that Lulianus and Papas, who were very big tzaddikim, saved the Yidden from being destroyed, and because of that, originally they declared it as a special day that one's not allowed to fast on. However, since Lulianus and Papas were also killed on that day, so they were mvatalit, saying it's not a special day anymore. So it's not a question. We continue discussing, but Talasasar Bey Yom Nikanar, on the 13th of it, meaning of Adar, that's called Yom Nikanar, that's a special day, and the question is about Yom Nikanar. What is this Yom Nikanar? Why is it so special? And the answer is, Shiltim Mishal Malchus Yavan Haya Oiver Alexandria. There was a ruler, like a governor of sorts from Greek, who's on his way to Alexandria. He was waging a war, and his name was Nikanar. And Varas Yushalayim, Yishai Yushalayim, Vechiref, Venietz, Vegidef, he profaned, cursed, and blasphemed. V'amar, he said, Beshiv Yushalayim, when I come back in peace from my war in Alexandria, Atet Semigdal Azeh, I'm going to smash that tower, and he's referring to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Vyatza Echem Mishal Chashmonai, one of the Chashmonians went out, Vahaya Hari Bechai Loisov, he started mowing down all of Nikanar's soldiers, Achi Gila Kroichen Shalai, until he reached his chariot. And became Shigila Kroichen Shalai, once he reached his chariot, Katas Yadav, he cut off his hands, Vachatachas Reshai, he cut off his head, Vitachman Be'etz, and he put them on a pole, Vikasim Elamaton, he wrote underneath them, Here lies Hapeshadir Ba'ashma, the mouth that spoke wrongly, Vahayacha Pashta Begaiva, and the hand that stretched itself out in arrogance, and Vitalian Bukuntas Negin Yushalayim, he hung them on a pole opposite Yushalayim. And that was such a happy day, it was called Yom Nikanar, because Nikanar was killed, and that's why the 13th is special. So now the question is, why do we even have to say that Yom Nikanar is a special day in Megillah's Tainis? What do we gain from that? So that's what the Gemara tells us. Al Daita de Rabbi Yosi, that's the proper girsa, according to Rabbi Yosi, Nicha. This makes sense. Balay Sir Lefanov, because coming to Asr the day beforehand. According to Rabbi Meir, anyway, the 13th is Asr because of the 14th. The 14th is Purim, so the day before Purim is Asr, because we know that Rabbi Yosi holds the day before is Asr. So the reason why we have to say that the 13th is a special day is to come to Asr the day before, the 12th. However, Zayin Amar Alpha on top, Al Daita de Rabbi Meir, Mabo. According to Rabbi Meir, why do we have to say that the 13th itself is special? Lezer Lefanov Lesse, you can't say it's coming to Asr the day before because Rav Meir doesn't Asr the day before. And Atzmai Asr, Bnei Rav Asr, the 13th itself is Asr anyway because of the 14th. Because we know that even Rav Meir agrees that a date which is Asr Behesped is for sure Asr the day before. And since the 14th is Purim, which is Asr Behesped, so the 13th is also. So why the need to mention Yom Nikanar at all? And the answer is, Bala Diecha, Sha Asr Behesped, it's coming to tell you that it itself is Asr Behesped. Namely, the only thing we know about the 13th being Asr in Shitas Rav Meir is that it's Asr Betainis because it's a day before the 14th. But we also want to say that it's Asr Behesped, and that's why it has to be written in Megillah's Tainis that it's a special day to show that it's also Asr Behesped. Now the Gemara continues. I feel Rabbi Yosi less who Mikshaya that's proper Girsa. Isn't it even problematic with Rabbi Yosi because Loikein Tani wasn't it also taught that betrain Asr Bey Yom Tiryon that on the 12th is Yom Tiryon? So this takes away our previous assumption. We had said before at the bottom of previous Amud that it's understandable in Rabbi Yosi why we have to mention that the 13th is a special day. That's in order to Asr the day before. But now that falls away because we already have in Megillah's Tainis that the 12th is Asr, and the 12th is Asr because it's its own special day, so why does the 13th have to be mentioned at all? So the answer to that is that no, V'amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha had already said, Batal Yom Yem Tiryon, that they're Mevatel Yem Tiryon, Yem Shenarig Nulayon Supapas, and therefore we go back to original understanding in Rabbi Yaisi that 13th needs to be mentioned in order to show us that the 12th is Asur. We're going to stop for a day and pick up tomorrow. Continue with this discussion, quoting different days of Megillas Tainus, which are Asur, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.